Let's get started with the lesson then. Okay, so we'll begin by naming our sins, as is our standard operating procedure.
好，我们现在开始上课。我们现在要向我们的神做认罪悔改。
Father in heaven, we give thanks to you that we have this time now to study your word.
感谢天父，让我们有这个机会、时间能够研读你的话语。
We pray that as we focus on the message, that the Holy Spirit will enlighten us regarding your plan.
我们要专注的这个上课，并且祷告，让圣灵可以能够启发我们，然后根据神所给我们的计划启发我们。
So we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
所有的感谢因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen. There was a bird singing from your side or my side?
I think it's my side. Yeah, I can hear something
really,
out the window.
It's really loud. It's like the bird is inside the house.
Well, maybe it's from your side. Okay. Anyway. Okay, we're starting a new topic or a new series. It's going to be called The Book of Life.
好，我们现在呢开始的这个课程呢是在要谈生命册。
We've come out from the series we had over the last couple of years. That was the angelic conflict.
那它也是我们在一直在谈的这个属灵的征战的一个部分。
And while we still have to review and we'll go back and we'll be introducing new concepts about the angelic conflict, I think it's time to move on to the book of life. And then from there, we can move into other, what we call the Nike Awards, which is other awards and rewards which are given to believers in heaven.
我们现在谈生命册呢，在谈的过程中也会谈到，就是我们将来会得到的奖赏，就是一个好的基督徒会得到的在属天的奖赏。
But we'll just do this as sort of as a mini-series first, just relating to the book of life.
但是这个奖赏呢，也是属于这个生命册的一个部分。
And the reason I actually wanted to do this was because there's a lot of confusion about the book of life, and even the way I studied it from the colonel. Now, the colonel's usually very, very accurate, but he wasn't very clear about the book of life because that's just the way that he'd learned it, and he never really focused on it actually in his teachings.
有关生命册的认知呢，其实很多的教会都没有讲得很清楚。那即使是跟上校牧师学习那他也没有真正把这个生命册当作是一个非常重要的主题来当作焦点来谈。所以其实他的上校牧师在生命册这一部分的讲解也是不是那么的详细。
Yeah, we'll spend probably about a month or so. We can look at the book of life and we can see what its real purpose is.
我们差不多会花一个月的时间来谈这个生命册，然后了解生命册真正的意义。
And hopefully it will also motivate us to keep moving forward, to advance spiritually.
而也希望呢，对于生命册的了解能够帮助我们呢，更有目标性的向前行，让我们的属灵的生命得以成长。
Yeah. What I want to do first, because we sort of began the subject last week, but I want to emphasize the fact that no person goes to the lake of fire because of their personal sins.
我们在上个礼拜算是已经开始把生命册拿出来开始讨论了。但是在一开始的时候，我想在今天要特别再强调一次，就是所有的人不论是信徒或非信徒，都不会因为他的罪而被丢进火湖里烧死。
Yeah, and we do need to review this because it is an essential part in understanding the role of the book of life as well.
我们一定要强调这件事情，因为这是我们要理解生命册的一个源头。
If you remember, we read in Revelation chapter 20 and in verse 12 and verse 15, it mentions the book of life and how if your name is not found in the book of life, then you are thrown into the lake of fire.
记得我们上礼拜有提到，就是启示录二十章十二节跟十五节都有提到说，如果我们的名字没有办法在生命册里面找到的话，那就是会被丢进火湖里。
And next to the book of life, you know, before the people were thrown into the book of life, they have a chance to prove themselves whether they were worthy to go into heaven by having the books of works were brought out. So the books of works, that relates to their good works.
在生命册之外呢，这个启示录也有提到说，那还有另外一本书叫做工作实际吧。好，我那个就是说，它有另外有一本 Book of Work， 就是我们这一生中所做的好事。
Yeah, I'll just bring that up again, actually, because the Greek word that's used there is actually very interesting. It's, the word is ergon, which really just means works, but it can also be translated as good works.
在这个希腊文里面呢，所讲的 Book of Works。它虽然是可以被翻译成就是工作实际，但是呢，它其实在希腊文里面，它还是有一个说法，就是比较更好的方法来在翻译的话，就是说好的工作实际，也就是说是这本工作实际基本上是记载的是我们做的好事。
So you can see if I just click on in the English here, it says, see they would judge. This is the unbelievers.Judged out of the things which were written in the books according to their works. And you can see if I click on the word works there, we have the word ergon. The Greek word is ergon.
好，在我们在荧幕上看到哈，这个说就是人呢，人们呢是被以他们所做的工来被评判。那这个工呢，所做的工呢叫 ergon， 就是希腊文 ergon。
And this word here, if you look at the concordance, you can see that a lot of the works are actually related to people doing good things. Even Jesus Christ, we have mentioned about Jesus doing great works. It uses the word ergon.
当圣经里面提到这个耶稣所做的好事的时候，也都是以 ergon 这个希腊文来描写。
This word here, see, works here, this is Jesus Christ speaking. He's talking about the works of Abraham, meaning his good works. And the word there is ergon.
像这个约翰福音八章三十九节所提到的是耶稣基督在说亚伯拉罕所做的好事，就是亚伯拉罕所行的事，他也是用 ergon 这个字，所以这个字其实讲的是他亚伯拉罕所行的好事。
In Acts 15:18 says, "Know unto God are all His works from the beginning of the world." We're talking about the works of God, which of course has no sin. You know, these are good works. The word again is ergon.
在这个《使徒行传》十五章十八节呢，也有提到，就是说从创世以来，显明这事的主说的，这个神做的事。当然都是好事，所以这边所说这个所写明的这些事，指的也是用 ergon 这个字。So is it ergon only means good works?
I don't think so. It sort of depends on the context. I mean, if you said bad works, you could use the word ergon there. But generally, in pretty much every context we see it, we're talking about good works. You know, talking about the works of Jesus, the works of God, the works of Abraham. It's good works.
就是我刚刚问那个 Tim 说这个 ergon 这个字会不会用在只用在好事上，他说也不见得啦，要看整个前后文句子所的状况。那不论是，但是用在圣经里面大部分提到的都是好人做的事啊，或者是耶稣做的事，神做的事的话，那他当然指的是好事。
So when we get to Revelation 20:13, and it says that the unbelievers,are being judged according to their works. They're actually being judged according to their good works, not their sins.
启示录二十章十三节上面就说呢，人呢是被他们所做的好事来评断。所以这个部分在讲的是 ergon 是绝对是指的是好事。
Yeah, you have to remember they're not being judged for their sins because Jesus Christ took the punishment for their sins so that they don't have to be judged for them.
我们必须知道哈，就是所有的人为什么到了天堂是被他们所做的好事 来评估呢？是因为耶稣已经将我们所做的坏事，好，都已经因他的这个十字架上的献祭而都已经被饶恕了。
And if they were judged for their sins, the book of Revelation would mention that, that they were being judged for their sins. But they're not being judged for their sins, they're being judged for their works.
如果呢，到了天堂，这些人还要被这个，被神来用他们所做的坏事来评断的话呢，这个启示录就会提到说他们所做的罪来做评断。可是启示录里面完全没有提到人的罪，所以这个人将会被评判的只是他曾经做的好事。
What we can see, if we go back to the book of John, now we're going to see that people are actually going to be condemned. We talk about condemned. Condemned means being judged.Or having judgment from God. And we're all judged from the time that we are born into the world. Or condemned. Are you familiar with the word condemned?
Like condemned is more like a judge by their bad thing.
Well, yeah, we have to look at what actually they're condemned by. Let me just put up the word first. Okay. So we use the word condemned as a, that's a past verb, or condemnation is the noun. So we need to understand this concept.
Yeah, in Chinese, condemn means is already you have done something wrong and then you've been condemned.
Okay, that's right.
But I don't know why I'm talking about condemned to the lake of fire.
Okay, because we're all condemned to the lake of fire from the moment we're born.
Oh.我们必须要了解哈，就是当我们出生的时候呢，我们就已经被判决会被送到火湖里了。
Okay, and you might say, well, that doesn't sound very fair, because does that mean even the little babies are condemned to the lake of fire?
那你也许会觉得这是一个很不公平的说法，因为那些小婴儿刚出生又没有做什么事，为什么就会被判决要去被送到
And we can see this. For example, we're all condemned in Adam. Now, we're all condemned from the moment of birth because we are in Adam, which means that Adam's original sin is imputed to us from the moment we're born. So you have Adam's original sin from the moment you come into the world.
我们要知道就是当我们一来到人间的时候，我们其实已经带着亚当夏娃的罪在我们身上，所以我们就已经是有罪而来的。
Okay, so we can look at these verses. We have Romans 5:12-14 and 1 Corinthians 15-22, and you can see clearly that we are in Adam.
我们可以从罗马书的五章十二到十四节，还有哥林多前书的十五章二十二节里面呢，就很清楚的告诉我们说，我们因着亚当的原罪就已经是归给了我们，应该说亚当的原罪已经归给了我们每一个人，每一个出生在世上的人。
Okay, so in Romans 5:12, it says here,Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed, passed to all men, for all have sinned.
好，所以我们看罗马书五章十二节说，这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，众人也因此都犯了罪。
So you said 犯了罪 but...Really, it says all are sinners. It's not really emphasizing the act of sinning, but it's the act of we become sinners, if you can understand the difference.
其实最后这一句话的翻译是有问题的，因为最后这一句话他说因为众人都犯了罪，就是实际上他的意思是说因为众人都是罪人。我们其实是无需要在做罪的动作，我们就已经是罪人。
We'll go back and we'll have a look at when we finish this, we can do Romans 3:23, because usually they translate that incorrectly as well. And they do the same thing. Where in Romans 3:23, it says all have sinned. Really, it means all are sinners. It doesn't mean all have done sin. It just says all are sinners.
You mean the English is also wrong translated?
Yeah, it is. It depends on the translation though.
好，在那个罗马书的3:23节也是这样 有一个翻译上的错误，他就说因为他也是用了这个大家都是罪人这个说法，但实际上我们成为罪人并不是因为我们犯了罪，而是我们就是从亚当的原罪的传承下来的罪。
You don't want to emphasize the act of doing the sins because we didn't do the act, but we became part of the act that Adam did. So we became sinners even without sinning, if you can understand that.
我们必须要了解，就是说我们之所以成为罪人是因着亚当的罪。我们就参与了他的这个罪的一部分，但实际上我们不需要任何罪的行动，我们就已经有罪。
Yeah, and to understand that, you also have to understand that Adam is our representative, and what he did in the garden represents what every other person would have done if God gave them the same opportunity.
因为我们要理解的就是说呢，所有的人他如果得到了神给我们住在伊甸园的机会，你跟我就算我们是亚当夏娃的那个时候我们住在伊甸园，我们一定也是会犯跟亚当夏娃一样的罪。就是其实亚当夏娃他就像是我们的一个代表是所有人类的代表不需要我们个人进到伊甸园，我们也绝对会犯跟亚当夏娃一样的罪。
And you might say, well, that's not fair because I certainly wouldn't have sinned. How can God say that I would have done the same thing Adam did? I wouldn't have done that.
你也许会说这样讲很不公平怎么能够确定我在伊甸园的话就还是会犯跟亚当夏娃一样的罪呢？这样说法这个不合理，你或许会有这样的看法。
Yeah, if I was in the place of Adam, I certainly wouldn't have taken the fruit because I know God said don't take the fruit. So I wouldn't have taken the fruit. I would have been obedient.
我如果是在这个伊甸园呢，我一定不会吃那个果子。我一定不会去拿分别善恶树上的果子。我非常确定，我知道那样做是有罪的，我一定不会做的。好，你或许会这样说。
That was such a simple command, and Adam was really stupid not to do that, but I wouldn't have done that.
这是一个这么简单的一个规则，我当然会遵守，我怎么可能会做跟亚当夏娃一样的事呢？那实在太笨了。
Well, every day you have the chance to prove that if you're in the garden, you would have been absolutely innocent. Every day you have your tests. You know what is right and what's wrong. Are you always doing what's right?
但是想想看呢，其实你每天都在经历做对或错的事情。其实神都告诉过我们了，什么事情是对的，什么是错的。但是你每天都有做每一件事是做对的吗？
And you might have some people say, I never sin, I'm perfect.
有些人会说，我从不犯罪，我是完美的。
Well, I would accuse them of being guilty of lying, and lying is a sin.
但是呢别忘了，这个说谎也是一个罪。你可能会被人控告说你说谎。
Yeah, because if you say you're perfect and God says you're not perfect, that means that you're lying.
如果你说你自己是完美的，但是神却说你不是完美的，神知道你不完美，神知道你做了一些别人可能不知道的坏事，那你就是你这样，你就是在说谎，你就是犯了罪。
Yeah, so because for this reason, that's why God made Adam our representative. And he said that just as Adam sinned in the garden, then all have sinned, like we see here in Romans 5:12 and 13 and 14.
这所以呢，神呢，就用亚当来做人类的代表，代表亚当在伊甸园会犯罪，你也一样在伊甸园会犯罪。
Okay, so we'll just read this verse again and then we'll go through the other verses. Okay, so Romans 5:12 again, it says, Therefore, even as through one man, that's Adam, sin entered into the world and death by sin, that's spiritual death, and then later on we have physical death, and so death passed on to all men and that all have sinned.
好，我们现在再读一遍罗马书五章十二节。这就如罪是从一人进入了世界，死又从罪而来。这个死指的是 属灵的死，然后之后呢死就临到了众人，然后接下来讲的就是所谓的这个身体的死也临到了我们，因为所有的人都是罪人。
Okay, now we're going to verse 13, and it says there, for until the law sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Yeah, I don't really want to explain that now. That gets into passages from Romans 6. We just read the verse out and then we'll go on to the next verse as well.
好，我们现在读一下罗马书的五章十三节。没有律法之先，罪已经在世上，但是没有律法，罪也不能算罪。
Paul will explain this in Romans 6 and Romans 7, how he explains that the law, and he's talking about the Mosaic law, pointed to salvation, pointed to the cross, because the law set up the standard to tell people what was right and what was wrong, and that we needed a savior.
这个罗马书呢的五章十三节，其实后面要从罗马书的六章跟七章他在讲，就是保罗在告诉我们这个指的律法呢是指的是摩西的律法，也就是说在摩西的律法的规定之下，我们才更清楚，人类才清楚他的罪是什么，而这个罪就是耶稣在十字架上要为我们洗清的。
Yeah, and the law, meaning the Mosaic law, it never saved anybody. And Paul is very clear about that. You're not saved by the law, but the law helps us to understand that we are sinners. We fall short of God's standards.
所以保罗是在告诉我们说呢，律法其实从来都没有办法拯救人类。律法只是让我们理解我们做错了什么。
And now we'll just move on to the next verse here. This is Romans 5:14, and it says, but death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned in the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is the type of him who was to come.
好，我们再来看罗马书的五章十四节。然而，从亚当到摩西，死就掌权了，连那些不与亚当犯一样罪过的也在他的权下。然后括号说，亚当乃是那以后要来之人的预象。
Okay, so we're just going to explain Romans 5:14 here.
好，我们现在继续在谈的是罗马书的五章十四节。
Okay, now it's talking about how death, meaning this is spiritual death, is reigning or has control, has authority from Adam to Moses. So even without the Mosaic law,people were still going to sin, of course, but people could still have salvation by believing in Jesus Christ.
我们其实在罗马书五章十四节呢，最主要就是在讲说呢，这个从不管亚当到夏娃的时候呢，这个死也是指的属灵的死哈，就已经掌权了。而这些罪呢，也就是后来我们需要被救赎的原因。
Yeah, but even without the Mosaic law, they had basic laws of establishment. For example, after Cain killed Abel, murder became against the law, of course. So there was laws being introduced. People understood what was right and what was wrong.
其实这里面也特别讲到哈，就说虽然摩西律法是在摩西以后才写的，但是在摩西之前的人就已经知道什么是对，什么是错的。这个是在亚当夏娃的孩子啊、哦，这个该隐跟亚伯，就该隐把亚伯给杀的时候，该隐就非常清楚他是犯罪了。
And then it says, even over them who had not sinned after the similitude, which means after the likeness of Adam's.Transgression, his sin. So, you know, we don't sin exactly the same way that Adam did. We don't have this test about not eating the apple. But there is a standard. We have to be obedient to God.
我们虽然不会像亚当一样犯同样的罪，因为我们没有那个机会去吃分别善恶树的果子。但是呢，我们也一样非常清楚，当我们不顺服于神的教导的时候，我们就是在犯罪。
And then Paul mentions that Adam was the figure of him that was to come, meaning the figure of Jesus Christ. Because Adam was supposed to be the first witness and he failed. And so God is continually waiting for another witness who will pass all of his tests, and that will be Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the ultimate witness.
我们要知道呢，就是亚当呢，他当时他的出生就是为了为神作证，所以他很显然的，他为神做见证这件事情，亚当是失败了，所以神就一直在等待一个可以完美的为神作证的一个人物出现，那这也就是后来的耶稣基督，他真正的做到了一个不犯罪而为神做见证的角色。
Now remember, if Adam passed his test in the garden, we would have no human history because he would have been the ultimate witness that God presented to Satan, and Satan could not deceive Adam or could not convince Adam to disobey God. And then the trial, the angelic appeal trial, would be finished.
我们必须知道，就是如果当年亚当在这个伊甸园里面，完全没有被这个撒旦引诱而犯罪的话，那这个人类的历史也就不会发生了，因为亚当就已经成功的成为了天上法庭的一个最成功的见证人，那也就不需要有后来的这个世世代代的人类在人类历史上面想办法要做一个好的见证。
But because Adam failed, that's why God had to perpetuate the human race. He had to continue the human race until a perfect witness could be found.
而因为亚当夏娃的失败呢，所以呢，才会有后来的人类，就是也就是说，神会持续让人类繁衍，让我们人类有机会可以做到好的见证。
And that witness is, of course, Jesus Christ, who passed all of his tests, even when he was being tested personally by Satan.
而耶稣基督呢，正是这样的一个角色，他是完全的，没有犯罪，而且甚至这个撒旦特意的要去引诱他犯罪，他也没有犯罪。
And of course, when Jesus came into the world, he came as our Savior as well. So that even though Adam and Eve sinned and all of their children up to even, you know, to the end of history, even though they will sin, God took our sins and he put them on Jesus Christ so that we would not have to be punished for our sins.
在亚当夏娃他的所有的这些后代呢，也是不断的在犯罪的后代呢，因着有耶稣基督他的这个完美的见证，同时呢，神让他承担了所有人类的罪，好，才让我们得到了一个真正的救赎。这也就是耶稣基督成为救世主来到人间他真正的目的。
Yeah. Now just so that we can understand that there is a difference between the work of Jesus Christ on the cross and what we do. See, we're witnesses in the angelic appeal trial as well. But for Jesus Christ, his was a, what we call a complete strategic victory, because his victory on the cross and his victory over Satan through all of his tests, that means that the war is really finished, you know, that Satan has lost.
我们要知道哈，就是耶稣他的在十字架上的胜利，他是一个完全的全面性的一个成功，所以也就是说耶稣他在十字架上最后讲的那句话成了，也就是他完成了他作为一个神的见证人的一个完全的成功。
And you might say, well, why does human history continue even after Jesus went to the cross? Well, it's because there is still going to be extra evidence, and God is giving us the privilege to create extra evidenceto condemn Satan in the angelic appeal trial.
那你会觉得说，那既然耶稣已经做成了这个胜，就是打败撒旦，成功的胜利的做了见证，为什么人类的历史还在继续呢？这是神给我们人类的一个特别的优惠，就是他让我们可以持续的做更多的见证，来这个等于是像撒旦，就等于是说我们可以做更多的向撒旦显现他的错，我们然后神的对的更多的这些证事证。
And you have to remember also that there are still promises which God has made in human history which have not been fulfilled. And for example, we were talking about the New Jerusalem and then the promised land that God promised to Abraham and the Messiah. These things have yet to be fulfilled. So we still need to, these things will take place in the future.
而且我们也要知道呢，为什么人类历史没有结束的很大的另外一个原因，是因为神对于人类，尤其是像亚伯拉罕所做的应许，包括新耶路撒冷这个，还有应许之地，还有这个弥赛亚，就是作王，作王掌权等等的这一些，还没有完全得到这个应，就是等于他给我们的这些应许还没有完全成就。所以呢，人类的历史还在继续。
Okay, but Christ's work on the cross, we call that a strategic victory, and that was like a major victory which really decided the course of the war, decided who was going to win the war.
而耶稣在十字架上所做的这个所谓决策性的胜利呢，他已经很明显的宣示了这个整个耶稣他会得到一个全面性的成功。
And at the same time, on a military level, if you're using a military analogy, we have what's called tactical victories. And the tactical victories, they're the smaller victories on the battlefield. And that's what we can participate in having tactical victories.
You mean human being will make some tactical victories?
But if you can pass your test, and this becomes the kernel calls this a tactical victory. It's like a smaller part of the big war.
好，所以相对于耶稣他所成就的胜利啊，是一个决策性的胜利啊。而我们每一个人类，现在还在世上的人类，我们天天所做的一些选择，是可以成就一些战术上的一个胜利。那这种战术上的就是等于是小小的这种胜利呢，依然是可以显现出撒旦的多么多么的错误。
And just so that you know the difference again, like as a noun, we have tactics and you have strategy. And strategy is more of a long-term plan about how you're going to win the war. And tactics is for the short-term things, like on the battlefield when you're arranging your troops in one particular battle. But the strategy is the overall plan.
我们再多讲一下英文啊，就 strategic victory 和 tactical victory 的差别。就 strategic 就是决策性的胜利，跟tactical 就是战术上的一个胜利。其实就是在所谓的这个战争的场面的时候，我们就会讲说，哦，你做了一个广岛的原子弹下去，它就有一个决策性的胜利。但是呢，平常的这种游击战、小的战争。小小的胜利呢，就是属于 tactical, 叫战略性的胜利。
So by believing in Jesus Christ, we join in his strategic victory. We can participate in that strategic victory of Jesus Christ. So we have won. From the moment we believed in Jesus Christ, because we become one with Jesus, so we share in his victory.
我们要理解，就当我们任何的人相信耶稣基督的那一刻，我们就是等于加入了耶稣基督，承认了他的胜利，所以我们就也是参与了这个决策性的胜利。
So even the loser believer, like the worst believer in history, and he's losing all his daily battles, he's losing all his tests, he's losing all his temptations, but he still is on the winning team. He's like the winning country. If you have two countries fighting each other, you can have a very bad soldier. He might even die in battle or get wounded in battle, but he's still on the winning side. And we're always going to be on the winning side.
不怎么样的战士啊，他可能所有的这个小型的战争参加的都是失败的，但是因为他是加入了那个最终大胜利的那一国，所以他们就是胜利的那一国的，即使他不是很会打仗，他在小小的战役上都是失败的。所以我们现在呢，在每天面对每天的生活，也许我们不是那么成功，也许我们很多的试炼都没有成功，就是常常被撒旦诱惑，然后就做错事情。但是因着我们相信了耶稣基督，我们就成为了那个胜利的那一方的一员。
But really, your purpose in life is not to be a loser believer on the winning team. Your purpose in life is to be a winner believer on the winning team.
但是我们的生命的意义啊，我们的真正的目标是什么？我们来做人的这个命定呢，并不是要作为一个胜利群组里面的一个失败者。我们还是要知道，我们是要作为胜利群组里面的一个胜利者，也就是我们要得胜，我们得胜有余，我们是参与了已经大大获胜的耶稣基督的那个团队。可是我们在日常生活中，我们也要尽可能的做一个得胜者。
Okay, so what we'll do though is we'll take a 5-minute break and then we'll come back. I just need to finish off talking about how we died in Adam. So we'll be looking at 1 Corinthians 15:22 when we get back.
好，我们现在休息五分钟，等一下回来的时候我们要继续看哥林多前书的15章22节。
Okay, so I'll see you back here at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, okay, 11点见。
Okay, fine.